Praise God. God is good. Amen? All the time. Well, I can't find my legal pad. I normally bring my notes when the legal pad, but I can't find them because of the flood, which I heard that you guys have been involved a little bit with the flood thing as well. And we have the same thing. In fact, our house is, well, it's a mess. It's exactly what it is. And we had almost the same amount of water in our house, I guess, in the lower level, which is completely finished, that you had here. It was about 11 inches is what we had down there. And so it's, I looked at it a while ago, was talking to one of the men, and I hear that you had close that here. And so you understand. Amen? You understand. It's good to be here, always good to be here with you. And I praise God for the opportunity, the privilege of coming and being able to share. And what Paul had shared with your pastor and his wife, and they were trying again to do it. In fact, I saw a picture of the grandson. Yes, I saw a picture of that, and I thought it was pretty neat. We just, we appreciate children so much. Amen? We do. I'd like to share with you today for a few minutes, if I could, on the pearls, remaining faithful. I better give you the message title, and it's the remaining faithful through the end time pearls. Remaining faithful through the end time pearls. How many of you think we're at the end time? Yes, I think most every hand went up, and that's, I believe that too. I think that's where we are. And I want to read a scripture verse in Corinthians, if you want to look at that. And I'm sure maybe, I don't know whether Tyler, I guess you got those verses. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. But anyway, Paul wrote this in 2 Corinthians 11:26. And here's what he wrote. He said, in journeys often, in pearls of water, in pearls of robbers, in pearls of my own countrymen, in pearls of the Gentiles, in pearls of a city, in pearls in the wilderness, in pearls in the sea, in pearls among false brethren. That's what God laid upon my heart to be able to share with you today from the Word of God. So the first thought that I, when I read that verse, was, what does pearls mean? What was Paul talking about? And I want to say this, that we American Christians, compared to Paul and some of the individuals in the Word, and it seems like within the last year, when I've read the Word, it seems like that it just jumps out at me, this thing of pearls. The pearls that we're going through, whether it's COVID pearls or other pearls, we're just going through it. Amen? That's where we are. And I contrast that in my own mind, in my heart. I've contrasted that in the past with what the Word of God has to say, what the churches went through, what the people went through. We're spoiled. Can you say amen? In America, we are spoiled. And I think, well, what would happen if we would go through these pearls that Paul went through? He went through them, didn't he? And he kept the faith. He kept the faith in him. And so the message that I'm going to give you today is surrounding that area. knowing that we are absolutely spoiled compared to what the Word of God has to say. Even Jesus, what he had to say, what he did for you and for me. When we look at that, it's okay to read, and we do read that, but we can read it like it was yesteryear. But all of a sudden, you and I find ourselves in the middle of it. Can you say amen? You're in the middle, whether you want to be in the middle. I don't want to be in the middle. Can I be honest with you? I don't want to be in the middle. But we are in the middle. That's where we are. So I ask myself the question, so what does pearls mean? It means danger. It means dangers. Regarding one's life, regarding your life. Well, that's sort of strange to us. It's strange. Pearls is something that Paul went through that could have caused him great, even death or injury. Now, that's strange, isn't it, to we Americans? But it isn't strange. It won't be strange. It will not be strange. You can believe what the Word of God is saying, what he prophesied, where you're at, and what you're going through. The thing that we need to remember is, and I went back and I found this scripture verse, and I think it's so important, that no danger, God tells you that no danger will ever separate you from his love. That does not mean that you're not going to go through some things. Amen? That does not mean that. But you won't be separated from his love. And this is a scripture in Romans 8:35, and he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, or peril, or danger, or sword? Nothing will separate us from the love of God. That's the word of God. In Romans 8:37, he said, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. But I want you to think with me and realize, compared to the Word of God, we American Christians, we hear all the time, ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, fighting, battling for people that are being killed in all parts of the world. How many of you with me? Pearls. But we have to have the Word of God, and we have to know the Word of God, what he says here, that we're more than conquerors. No matter what you go through, the Lord, and I'm convinced of this, I believe that he will absolutely, positively take care of us. God is ruling. In Daniel 4:17, you can go in there and look. I should have jotted that down, and I have it on my phone. But he rules. God is ruling in the world. He rules this world. Now, do I always agree with him what he does? No. I don't know. I'm a preacher, but I don't agree because I'm not God. Does it make sense what I'm saying? Boy, you're quiet today. You're going through the pearls. I just talked to Joe T. Reddy over in India. And in India, they have some 330 million gods that they worship. 330 million. Now, there's just a small portion of India that's Christian. It's like 3%, 4%. Jyoti got COVID. Now here's a man of God that when he has a revival in India, he would have 30 to 40,000 people. People come to Jesus by the thousands in India. Stay with me now. And yet, I just FaceTimed him, and he looks terrible. You know why? He's going through a pearl. He got COVID. Now, you wouldn't think he'd get COVID. Stay with me now. I said, you wouldn't think that Jyoti would get COVID. He's in charge of some 200 plus churches. He has a Bible college. He has 450 kids that he cares for in an orphanage. Paul was saying to us, to spoil Americans. And he FaceTimed me to pray for prayer for him and for his brother. But that wasn't the end of it with Jyoti. Jyoti, they found out that when he had COVID and he overcome COVID in India, he ended up needing a quadruple bypass on his heart. And the other day, he FaceTimed me and showed me his leg where they took the veins out. How many is with me? See, we've got this idea that when we've got Jesus, everything is going to be smooth. It ain't going to be smooth. But his love will keep you. That's the way it is. That's exactly what it is as far as we are concerned. So your relationship with him is so very important. Now, he's doing fine. I've been contacting back and forth and FaceTiming with him. And when you look at him, he looks, what would you say, Daniel? Rough. Rough. That's what he looks like. He looks like what Paul would look like when they stoned him to death and thought he was dead. Amen? And then he stood up and walked into town. That's the love of God as far as you and I are concerned. But when we find ourselves, and as a pastor, we've pastored a lot of churches, and we've pastored 10 years in the Philadelphia area. Now, I could talk to you for hours about that experience in 10 years in the Philadelphia area. If you want to talk sometime and you have the time, Gina and I can talk to you about what happened in those 10 years. But when we find ourselves in the land of milk and honey, and the fact that people are pouring into United States of America across our southern border by the teeming hundred thousands and thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands coming into America. Do you know why? It's the land of milk and honey. Because we're spoiled. And the rest of the world is not spoiled. We've been there. We've been in the mission trips. We've been in a different parts of the world, all over the different parts of the world. And I'm telling you, you don't find any place like the United States of America. You don't find it. It isn't out there. You can go wherever you want to go, but I'm telling you, you will not find it. So we have found the place God Almighty has placed us in the land of milk and honey. We have to realize that. We have to be able to understand it. Can you say amen? What we do and where we are as Christians, and sometimes as a pastor, as Paul said, it bothers you. Because we have little things that happen like water in a basement. And so I thank God it wasn't 5 feet or 10 feet in our basement. Can you say amen? Yes, it was a mess, and we're dealing with a mess. But it could have been a lot worse. It could have been a lot worse right here. I had no idea until this morning that you guys had water, flood water. Tyler knows about flood water. I just saw pictures around his house. Amen. So he understands flood water. Understands the land of milk and honey. And sometimes the Lord has told me over the years, the message is in the water. I was worshiping this morning the Lord, and that come back to me again. God said, I will never destroy the world again with water. But I have looked at water, and I've heard his voice as I did here this morning. He said, the message is in the water. The judgment of God, it's so close, it seems, that if he opened the valve and did what he did in the day that the whole world flooded, it's like he's almost there. So we have to look, because he has said it to me over and over and over. When I look at water and I look at flood water and I see it, and he said the message, his message is in the water. And when you see it lapping inside the church, and when you see it lapping inside your basement, when you see it lapping and you see people that's dealing with this, think what he said. The message, it's his message. It's in the water. Most of the people, I thought, and I believe you'll agree with me, the majority of the people that's over us today in the United States of America have no connection with Jesus. You agree with me? Little or no connection with him as truth or fact. People no longer go by facts or truth. Don't do it. People just say anything. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? It's a total different time today than when Gene and I started in business years ago. 54 years ago is when we started the business. We could shake somebody's hand, and you could tell them something, and they would tell you something, and that was settled. Right, Daniel? It was settled. No more. No more. So we have to realize, living in the land of milk and honey, that not everybody is in the Lord in the land of milk and honey. We are. Yes, we are. But that doesn't mean other people around you are doing. It doesn't mean a lot of the people that's coming in across the southern border, sweeping across the United States of America. The drug dealers out of Mexico. They know nothing about truth. They know nothing about him. We live in the United States of America. But the people coming in here, we talk about COVID. They're not even tested for COVID. They could be your neighbors. And we talk about people that could have COVID. It's sweeping the whole world. It's like I've shared with Joe T about some of the things and situations that we're dealing with here in the land of milk and honey. And he looks at me and he said, "Brother, it's not United States of America, it's the world." Now that's got to expand your thinking. It's the world. It's just not United States of America. So God has a plan. Can you say amen? He has a plan. What we're dealing with here, and I want to touch on this, and I'm going to have to hurry because I don't want to run you over today. But we are dealing with a dark art of projection. You have maybe have heard that before, but I want to bring that to you again as God's people so you can understand exactly what it is, because projection is a head-spinning, bizarre name, but that's what you're dealing with. We're dealing with it. You're dealing with it. When one party that's doing something, and they're guilty of it, they point their finger at you and accuse you of it. That's projection. And that's what we're dealing with in the United States of America. Whatever they are guilty of, you get to the place that you know whatever you hear. I see some heads going like this. Whatever you hear, whatever you're being accused of, the person accusing you is doing that very thing. It's called projection. It lacks truth and it lacks fact. You and I go by truth and by fact. Can you say amen? That's the way it is, and that's who we are. Projection. The Apostle Paul makes a statement in Ephesians 6 and 12, and here's what he says. He said it's like a wrestling match. He said, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Paul uses a Greek term in this thing of wrestling. And I think this is what God laid on my heart to bring to you today. It's an unusual message, and yet it's absolutely critical that we understand and not get taken up by believing a lie. Because we can be deceived. Can you say amen? That's what it is. This word wrestling, I'm just going to capsule this thing. What Paul was talking about, he said, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we are wrestling. You are wrestling, whether you want to wrestle or you don't want to wrestle. But when you go back and you find out what Paul was really honest to God talking about, it shake you up. Because when they would wrestle, when they would put two people and they would wrestle, we wrestle in schools all the time. Colleges, we have wrestling teams. But the difference, what Paul was talking about, it was apparel. And those two individuals would wrestle until the one was put on the floor and their eyes were gouged out. That's you checking out what I'm talking about, and you'll find out that's what Paul was saying. The land of milk and honey. And that's what Paul said. we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, the rulers of darkness of this age. That's where we are. That's where you are. Can you say amen? I don't want this to be a negative message. This is a fact, chunk full of truth. Exactly what it is. It's from the Word of God. I'm not telling you what I'm saying from me. It's not from me. It's from the Word of God. Because that's what it is. Franklin Graham is a man that understands that. How many of you know Franklin Graham? You know Billy Graham. You remember Billy Graham? Franklin Graham made a statement recently. He understands. He's got it. He knows. He knows we're living in a land of milk and honey, and what's happening to us in America has nothing to do with milk and honey. Amen? It doesn't have to do with that. And here's what he did. This is in the Decision magazine that Billy Graham, Franklin Graham, made this statement. And the title of this message was When Truth is Labeled Hate Speech. When truth is labeled hate speech. Can you say amen? Here's what he said, and I wrote it down so I would get it exactly like Franklin said. How long will it be until the timeless truths of the gospel are marginalized or even persecuted because of their beliefs? Franklin Graham. That's what he said. You can go home and search it out on the internet and you'll find it. That's exactly what he said. But today, in Canada, our neighbor, they tell you to think what the government wants you to think. That's what they're doing. And they put a ban on certain scriptures that you look in your Bible and you read it. I challenge you to go home and check it out on the internet. And you will find out the court system in Canada comes against you and I as Christians, against the Word of God. And they said what is happening to we in America right now. You believe what we tell you is truth, and don't you challenge us. Boy, you're really sober. I don't want you to be sober. This is a fact. Go home and check it out. Truth. Truth and fact. That's what you and I go by. But the Lord is telling us, and I must jump ahead. The third thing that I want to share with you is don't fear the enemy. Don't fear the enemy. The love of God will keep you, period. That's it. You've got to get that settled in your heart, and you have to get that. Daniel 4:17, I was searching the Word of God myself. I said, God, I want you to speak to me, to my heart, so that I know. And you go into Daniel 4:17, and you'll find out that He absolutely is in charge. He's in charge. He said, I rule in the affairs of men. Who does? Man? No. God. He deals. He rules in the affairs of men. So when we end up having what we have, there's two things that we need to do to counteract the fear of the enemy. I've listened to preachers preaching, and I'm telling you, I don't know how many messages Paul, maybe Paul does. I don't know how many, but I'm telling you, one after the other, after the other, after the other, is on fear. Don't fear. Don't fear. Don't fear. Well, God tells us not to fear. It's because of His love for us is exactly what it is. The first thing we have to do to counter the fear of the enemy, And we've been talking about what is really going on around us today. What you know and what you don't know. Can you say amen? And I've just got to say this, because a lot of the news media, I've listened to people that watch it. I wouldn't watch what they watch if you paid me $1 million a day. I wouldn't watch it. I would not watch it, because there's no truth in it. There's no facts in it. They just watch news. Well, they're used to watching news. I said, whoa. I'm not gonna counter them. I'm not gonna do that. But if they ask me, I would tell them very quickly. This is what we're dealing with. But number one, how do we counter the fear of the enemy in our day, in the land of milk and honey? Number one, fear God. Fear God. Here's what Jesus said. Jesus said in Luke 12 and 5, he said, I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after he has killed has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. That's what Jesus said. And the second thing, we have to remember what the Lord has done for you in the past. And that's what he's saying. Remember it. Moses said in Deuteronomy 7 and 18, he said, you shall not be afraid of them. But you shall remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt, the great trials which your eyes saw. Your eyes seeing trials today? Oh, yeah, they are. They are. And we're all concerned. We're all concerned about our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Can you say amen? Every one of us. What are we giving? What are we as Christians, what are we giving to the next generation? That bothers me. That bothers me, and I'm sure that it bothers you as well. But the second thing is the Lord says, remember what the Lord has done for you. He said, remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt, the great trials which your eyes saw, the signs and the wonders, the mighty hand and the outstretched arm, by which the Lord your God brought you out, so shall the Lord your God do to all the people of whom you are afraid. Amen? That you're afraid, but you don't have to be afraid. That's what the Lord is telling us here. But I'm troubled. I am troubled as a pastor about a lot of the stuff that's taking place that I have checked out, and it's true. It's fact. And yet when you listen to so many people, truth and fact is being ignored. Amen? Yes, thank you. Amen, it is. Now that bothers you and me. It drives me to Jesus, is what it does. And it takes every one of us to him. Can you say amen? That your faith is strong. Realizing. But you cannot ignore something and make it go away. It isn't going to go away. It isn't going to go away. I deal with too many people that have too many situations that's real. That's like somebody said to me about COVID. Well, they've got questions whether COVID's real. Well, believe me, it's real. My wife and I both had it back in December. So we know COVID's real. We can tell you all about it. In fact, I had a pastor called yesterday that has COVID, and he wanted me to talk to him and share with him with all the things that my wife and I went through. Wanted to know how long it was and all those things. It's real. It's truth. It's fact. Don't let anybody tell you it isn't. It's real. It's the real deal. Will God protect you? Yes. Yes, he will. He'll protect you in it and protect you through it. Can you say amen? We talk all the time about God's going to take me out of this and take me out of that. How about keeping you when you're in it? How about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace? And Jesus showed up in the fiery furnace. Can you say amen? He said, I'll be with you. He said, I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you. And he won't. And he didn't either one of us. Was we a mess? Yes, we was a mess. I'm laughing, but it wasn't laughable at the time. We were weak, absolutely weak. The Lord says this in Psalms 27, 1 through 3. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came upon me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Get this? This is what the Lord say. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me, and this I will be confident. Can you say amen? Satan today, you cannot ignore him. If I had 1 hour with you and shared with you the situations that my wife and I found in Philadelphia area, you no longer probably believe like you believe. Amen. That's the way it is. We were in a real world when we left Bedford County and went into Philadelphia area to live for 10 years. But Satan is getting his message across in closing through lies and hatred. Lies and hatred. That's Satan is getting people taken, just consuming them by his lies and calling things hatred when there's no hatred there. That's where we're living. That's the way we live. That's what it is right now. We have to deal with that. Jesus Christ, on the flip side of that, he brings to you what I'm bringing to you today, truth and love. And that's how he conquers. That's what Jesus does. Satan conquers people through lies and hatred. Don't you believe what they say. Don't believe it. Confirm it. That's like my wife will tell you, she could get something on the internet, and the first thing I say to my wife, I said, who wrote it? Who wrote it? Who said it? If it isn't somebody that I know, that I know, that I know, I say, don't even listen to it. She'll tell you when it comes to news, and I'm talking about Fox, when I get something and going in, and they've got some people wonder sometimes, and I'm not running Fox down. I think it's one of the only stations. I hate to say it, but you got to be selective there. You have to be selective. Amen? You have to be selective. But Satan is approaching you in your life. I don't have to follow you. I don't have to go with you today. I don't have to go outside with you. I'm just telling you, he surrounded you with lies and hatred. Lies. People will lie to you. Amen. I see some heads. Yeah, they will. I've had people lie to me as a pastor, trying to convince me what they were doing was absolute truth. That's true. But the Lord was faithful. And he said, that's not me. That's what he said. I'm just telling you what he said. They were acting out lies and hatred, but he said, that's not me. Can you say amen, church? That's exactly what it is. But Jesus brings truth to you in love. That's the way it is. He brings truth and love to you. When you check something out, and you need to do that, I don't care who it is that's talking to you or whatever. Can you imagine Jyoti Reddy in India? I'm going to close. 330 million gods? They worship snakes. They worship, it's unbelievable. Jyoti said that they've had a man, and I've got to close. But he just told me recently, he said they have brought a man to head the nation of India. He said, do you know what they're doing? He said they're sending investigators into him, to Jyoti, that's trying to keep the kids off of the streets in India. In India. And they're investigating and they're interviewing every one of those kids. And they're saying, the government is saying to the kids in Jyoti's home, if you go on the internet and look up Jyoti, J-Y-2-H-T-H-I, Jyoti's home for children, you'll find what I'm talking about. And they're investigating all of those kids. And he looked at me eyeball to eyeball and he said, brother, they're trying to shut me down. What is he doing? What evil is he doing? He's picking kids up off of the streets in India and bringing them in and taking care of them, feeding them, caring for them, giving them a bed to sleep in. Amen? That's where we are. That's what they're doing, and it isn't just United States. It's in India. So you have to go back to Jesus. Because the Antichrist, and I want to close on this, the Antichrist is working in our world. How many of you believe that? Let me see your hands. That's what's going on. The Word of God said at the end of the ages, the Antichrist is going to be working. And boy, he's working. He's working. And I trust that through this message today, that what Paul went through as a Christian, and he said, I've kept the faith. You have to keep the faith in the land of milk and honey. That's all he's saying. That's what God's saying. He said, nothing will ever separate you from me. What Jyoti just went through in India, he's still not separated from God. He's well aware of exactly what is going on and what's happening. And he's got a firm hold on Jesus Christ in the land of India. For false teachers, people that's in the news media today, many of them, listen carefully. Confirm what you're hearing. Don't be consumed and taken into a lie and believing a lie. And I could go on and that. I'm not going to. But I'm just saying, according to the Word of God, Jesus said, do not fear. Do not fear. He says it over and over. I don't really know how many times I need to check that so I can share that. But there's a lot of times that Jesus said, do not fear in the Word of God. You can look it up yourself and find out. How much? 365, Daniel says. And I knew it was a lot that he said, do not fear. So he'll take care of you. You take care of him. Put him first in your life. Keep him first in your life. And be careful of what you're listening to, who you're listening to. Compare it constantly. My wife probably gets sick of me because I listen to what somebody says, and the first thing I do, I think of the Word of God. What does the Lord say? What does he say? Does he say that's right or that's wrong? Is that right or wrong? Is that false or true? That's where my mind goes and my heart goes immediately. about everything that you're hearing. If it's false, shut it off. Shut it off. Shut it down. Let us pray. Father, we have shared what you've laid upon my heart today with your precious people. You love them, you care for them, and you want them, Jesus, to love you. And I thought of your word today that, Jesus, you said to your disciples, do you love me? You said it to Peter, do you love me more than these? We say yes, yes. And you brought him to the word of deep, the depth of your love. Jesus, your love for us is solid as a rock. But our love, Jesus, for you can be fickle. It can be fickle. It could be strong 1 hour, one day, and the next day things can happen. And it's not as strong. But your love is strong. Every day, Jesus, it's the same. It's your love for each one of us. Lord, if there's one person here that doesn't know you, is not aware of you, that they'd open their heart to you today and say, Jesus, keep me away from every lie that is told by the enemy, anything that's called hatred. God, when I have no hatred in my heart, Father, protect your people, deliver them. And if there's one here that does not know you, that Jesus, today might be the day in the land of milk and honey. You have brought us here. We're birthed here. You want us to live here, and you want us to live now. And we give you praise and thanksgiving, Father, for the opportunity of being able to share your word and share this truth with your precious people. For Jesus, it's in your altogether lovely name we pray. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. Have a great day. Amen. It's been good to be here with you.